The Sky News Centre at 4. A cabinet minister's advice for us to fill up our jerry cans with petrol has ignited a row with firefighters. The Fire Brigades Union is demanding Francis Maude withdraws comments made in a response to a threatened strike by petrol tanker drivers. The government's meeting this afternoon to discuss contingency plans should a walkout happen. The FBU's General Secretary, Mac Rack, says Mr. Maude's advice is irresponsible.
Firefighters going into a fire in a domestic premises will not be expecting quantities of fuel to be stored in a domestic premises. So not only is the public being put at risk, but firefighters are being put at risk.
The government's been criticised for a 20-month delay before women were informed about faulty PIP breast implants. MPs on the Commons Health Committee says the inadequate response caused thousands to suffer unnecessary distress. Lucy Pullins had two operations involving her implants.
I had to contact the clinic myself. No one contacted me, told me I had these implants. I had to ring them. I've actually further rung them a number of times to follow it up. I get no response. They don't call me back. It's a really, really scary time, and I don't know whether to get them removed or not at the moment.
Tributes have been paid to two British servicemen who were shot dead by a man dressed in Afghan National Army uniform. Sergeant Luke Taylor from the Royal Marines and Lance Corporal Michael Foley of the Adjutant General's Corps died in Helmand Province on Monday. The Defence Secretary Philip Hammond says both were true and devoted family men. Gas is continuing to leak from a rig in the North Sea as a flare burning off waste gas remains alight. An exclusion zone has been set up while officials work out to try and stop the gas escaping. A-level students will be able to apply to universities through clearing online rather than by phone under new changes. Applications body UCAS has dropped plans to let students apply after getting their results, though. And England's cricketers have closed day four of the first test against Sri Lanka on 111 for two. It means they need another 229 runs to win. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me how you do. I wanna shut down the cloud with you.
We like almost there, the right vibe, ready to get live, ain't no surprise, take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd, ooh, then I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band, mic check, one, two, shut them down in the club where the playboy does, till they all get loose, loose, out the bottle, we all get fit, then again tomorrow, gotta break rules, cause that's the motto, club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey,
and I'm on the prowl.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Speed restriction of 40 miles per hour on the A127 eastbound carriageway between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War as well. High Street in Brentwood has got roadworks at the Westbury Road Junction and also a little bit further up into the heart of Brentwood High Street. And there's roadworks on the King's Road close to the High Street Junction itself as well. More travel in half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Don't forget that shortly I'm going to be speaking to Dion from Interior Designs, so make sure you stay tuned. You might even learn something new or get some inspiration yourself.
Instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy 2 Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Wednesday the 4th of April, there's a ladies' motoring evening organised by Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists at 7pm. it's going to happen in Prospect Way of Hutton at Unit 7 of Everick Business Centre. Skidmarks presents another evening of car tips balanced with more than a little splash of elegance and beauty. Complimentary wine, soft drinks for the drivers and a bingo buffet too. It's free, but places are limited, so go on to our website where you'll find more details of how to book, all the www.phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Now I'm going to play some Jessie J and then I'll be speaking to Dion. That was Jessie J. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. And I'm pleased to say that I've now got some company in the studio. I nearly said in the form of Jessie J, only because we've just been talking about her. In the form of Dion. How are you, Dion?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right, hang on a minute. Let me just check. Look, speak again.
Hello.
Yes, that's better. Yeah. Sit nice and close to the microphone.
Okay.
Sorry. It's we're a bit naughty. I've given Dion a really nice chair, and it's easy to get a bit comfy in that chair and not be all like sitting forwards to the microphone. Yes. Now, Dion Ferguson, you are from Interiors.
It's Dion Interiors. Yeah.
From Dion Interiors.
Yes,
Dion Interiors. I like the fact that you gave it your name, and you've got a nice name as well.
Thank you.
Now, Dion Interiors, what is it, first of all?
Basically, Dion Interiors is a company that I set up 2 years ago, and I make handmade bespoke soft furnishings, and that would be anything from curtains to lampshades, cushions, Roman blinds, anything to do with interiors in the home I make, and I hand make myself.
Okay, why did you get into that? How, why?
Well,
I mean, I presume you had a sewing kit.
Yeah,
how had that even landed up on because not everyone has a sewing kit.
No, I come from a very artistic family, and I used to ice skate when I was younger, and I would often watch my mum sit and bead my costumes.
Oh wow, so you actually used to ice skate.
Yeah.
Like competitions.
Yes, for 11 years I went to Russia.
Do you still ice skate?
No.
What, can you ice skate though? I mean, if you were to sit back on the ice, would it come to
it's
you?
It's really like, hard. It's really, really hard.
Really?
When you've not been on for a long time. The last time I went on, I was like a beginner again. It's quite strange, yeah.
Oh no, that must be awful.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine, because you can always ride a bike, can't you, if you think
just
about it. But
I
it's
suppose,
one of those things.
It's the balance, and yeah, no, it was quite a relief.
You lost some of your strength. I bet you could get it all back though, because your muscles always remember.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, sorry.
Took
us off the subject, but I love the fact that you did that. And you did it all professionally as well.
Yeah, well, it all sort of ties in with what I'm doing at the moment, because it's a theatrical kind of performing background, and, you know, all the beaded costumes. I've sort of brought everything that I've done all together, really, into my interiors. So, yeah, basically, I make handmade interiors, and I work a lot with silk flowers and beads, and I got into it basically from a young age at school. I had a flair for it, so I went on and I did a BTEC in fashion. That was what originally I wanted to do, and whilst I was doing my BTEC, I did work experience with Vivienne Westwood.
Oh, wow.
That was really good. Yeah, 2 weeks there. And then when I left,
how did you get your work experience there?
Did you have a connection? Yeah, there's a work experience coordinator in the college.
Oh, okay, but that was your only connection.
Yeah, well, no one.
It's
had
not
been
like
able
you,
to...
you know, your dad knows so and so or anything like that.
No, my dad
that.
Doesn't know Vivienne Westwood.
No. Oh right, okay, you know.
But it was apparently quite hard to get in there, but I'd sort of
you just kept. Persevered.
Yeah, and I finished the course. I got a distinction. I passed with top grades, but I'd had enough of learning and wanted to start earning. I didn't want to go on and do a university degree. So I ended up working in the city in lots of secretarial roles, and I was a PA.
Oh, and then you thought you'd
and
lost
I hated
your
it.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I hated it. And I just found myself coming back all the time to sewing and making stuff. And then one day someone suggested to me, why don't you go on a curtain making course? So I looked into it, and I found a course in Thaxted near Bishop Stortford. And I did it, and I was hooked. As soon as I walked into the classroom, I was hooked on it.
Cool. So is it actually harder to make a curtain than it appears? Oh, I don't know, I don't think I'd know where to start, really.
There's a lot of work
I mean, cutting it must be the easiest bit, you know, because, I mean, curtains, it's not like clothes.
No, there's not so many lumps and bumps on a curtain. But it's still quite a lot of work involved in a handmade curtain.
Yeah. I'm knocking things over here. And then the way you obviously get it to attach to the rail.
Yeah.
You know, that can't be simple. It must take a long time.
That's the easiest part. That's,
oh, really?
To get them up, but then I spend quite a lot of time, we call it dressing them in, and that's half the art of curtain making. You can make a pair of curtains, you know, really beautiful, but if they're not put up properly, you lose the potential of how nice they can look, so that's half of the art. But, yeah, basically, so I did this course, And I was qualified when I came out to start my own business. But I didn't feel comfortable and confident to go around to people's houses without a sort of wealth of knowledge and experience. People put their trust in you, you know, and they expect you to be an expert. And I wasn't confident, so I thought the best thing for me to do...
To work for a shop?
Well, to go and work in a workroom with people that have been doing it for, like, you know, years. So I did that. I started right from the beginning again. And
wow,
I
what time did you have to start in the morning?
I think it was 8 o'clock.
In a workroom?
Yeah, and we used to finish at 5.
That's a long day.
Yeah, it was in Canvey Island, and I was working with about 30 people.
What was it like, a workshop?
It was like a big factory.
God, blimey, yeah. You worked in a factory. The pay awful?
It was at the start, yeah.
God, I can't believe you still did it. Well done,
yeah,
you.
To get in, though, and learn. I mean, there was nothing else I would rather do, so I had to do that.
Yeah.
And I worked with a team of about 30 people, but I was only working on curtains. And I wasn't getting to see the rest of the trade and, you know, Roman blinds and how everything else is done.
Cool. Can you do blinds now as well,
then,
Dion?
I could do everything in fabric, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anything and everything, because I've made it my business to learn how to do everything.
To do everything. Yeah. You've gone and worked for these, because then you went off to, you've told me, you went off to, was it London after that?
Yeah, well, from there.
So you went from the factory in Canvey Island to...
Well, I went from there. I worked there for about 6 months, and there was a lady there, and I said, look, where can I go where I can learn, you know, in a more prestigious company, the top end of the trade? And she sent me to a company in Leyndon, and it was a much smaller workroom, 5 people, so it was a lot more intense training and hands-on. And no, you know, one day was the same. I was doing swags and towels one day and hand-sewing beads on the next.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I worked there for 5 years, and I eventually ended up training the lady up myself. But I got to the point, I'd learnt most of the stuff on the technical side, but I wasn't able to express my design side because I was doing other people's work. I was doing work for designers in Chelsea, the Foreign Embassy, some celebrities. We've even done work for some castles.
Mm.
But it was never any of my own designs, and I felt like I just needed to do that. So I went on an interior design course.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, in Brentwood. And while I was on it, I met a couple of friends on the course and just mentioned that I happened to do curtains.
How long was the course?
I think it was over a few months, but it was only one day a week.
So you didn't have to, you know, it wasn't like a three-year
really
degree.
Intense. No, because I was still working.
Yeah,
at
so you
the time.
Could carry on working, yeah.
Yeah, and on the course I met a couple of friends, and I happened to mention that I made curtains. And one of the ladies said to me, would you like to do something for my daughter's room?
So that was the first time
you
had a go?
Yeah, it was my first piece of private work. I still remember it now. It was a baby pink Roman blind with a zigzag bottom, and I hand-sewed crystal butterflies on the bottom. And she got some really nice comments from that, and she said to me, look, I've got some friends that are really interested in using you. Would you mind if I passed your number on? And it just grew from there, really.
Now, it all sounds very beautiful,
yeah.
And I think I'm going to know some of the answers to this question.
Yeah.
But some of the benefits to having handmade curtains.
Yeah, okay.
I can presume that some of the benefits would include the fact that you can choose the exact colours,
yeah,
and the exact kind of feel of the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can be really, really hard matching interiors, can't it?
Yes.
And or it looking right, because there's so many different styles out there now. You know, you've got vintage, and then you've got modern, and, you know, just all of these, you know, you've got darks, and then you've got, you know, more antique-y looking things.
Yeah.
And it's getting a room to make something that's actually new, but that fits in with a room that might be, you know, have furniture inside it that's, you know, maybe even hundreds of years old, that's probably going the opposite end. But so I mean, I can imagine that's a benefit, but you must know loads of benefits.
Well, obviously, the benefit of having handmade curtains or furnishings is that they are bespoke to you. So everything I try to do, I try to make slightly different and unique. But also the technical side of handmade curtains. On a machine-made curtain, the stitching is much smaller, so it's, in effect, a bit more tighter. When we make handmade curtains, the stitches are bigger, so it hangs a bit more freely. It's sort of got a bit more room to breathe.
Oh, that's nice.
So they hang much nicer. Also, as well, in a handmade curtain, we use a product
like that ripple effect.
Yeah,
that's really nice on a curtain.
We use a product as well called interlining, which not many people know what that is. It's basically you've got your face fabric and then your lining, and the interlining is like a blanket in between. And it just really pads
out. What, you use that?
Well, I use a product called
Bump.
That's
nice. Does that help insulate homes as well?
Yes, it does,
that's really important at the moment because a lot of people, I think perhaps life went through a stage where more and more people started getting blinds again and they didn't bother with curtains because well-made curtains can be expensive. But then they realised that curtains are great because they help keep the home so much warmer. I mean, often you can get curtains and decide not to get blinds. Do you know, I know a lot of houses like that, and you know, they're still beautiful, and they still keep so warm because blinds don't really make much of a difference.
No, I sort of, the people that I speak to want curtains for different reasons. Sometimes I had a lady a few months ago, she wanted the privacy with the blinds, but I made her dress curtains, so they're basically on hooks. They don't actually work. They're hooked back and they're dressed in nicely, and they never move. So
she doesn't need to move them.
And then you just pull the blind up and down, which is what I've got in my house. I've got all dress curtains, so.
But do you make full curtains as well?
Yeah,
I presume. Yeah, you can make, you know, ones that do draw together.
Oh yeah, people. Yeah, definitely.
And do you
ever
make a sort of use a lighter fabric? I quite like, you know, those light fabrics that you can almost see through.
Yeah.
And a curtain like that that's perhaps not actually for a window.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because you don't just have to put curtains in windows.
No.
You can put them to cover, you know, pieces of furniture and all sorts, you know, or like a store cupboard that's just perhaps cubby holes.
Yeah.
You don't want to see all of your junk in there and all of your books and, you know, you might have some stuff that you don't want people, you know, guests to see.
Well, I've actually made with a curtain before. I put a shelf up. If someone's not got any wardrobe space or they've just moved in, I put a shelf up with some hooks underneath, and then you actually make a curtain to go around the front of it, and it's like a mini sort of wardrobe. So there's all sorts of tricks you can do with fabric.
So your inspiration, it must be some of your background, surely.
It's anything and everything, to be honest. I watch a lot of programs on the telly, and I can't tell you what they've actually been talking about or what's gone on, because I'm on the set with them. I'm in the interiors looking at the curtains and, you know, the lampshades.
Yeah.
And but there's a lot of stuff around us, you know, even like nature when you go out in the garden.
I was going to say, do you have any stuff that's nature inspired?
I work a lot with silk flowers.
Nice.
I'll do scalloped Roman blinds, and I put flowers on the scallops with crystals. And so, yeah, I like to bring, I've done work in a conservatory before as well. I like to bring sort of greens and blues in to bring the outside indoors. So I'm influenced a lot by nature.
That's how I'd want my... Oh, I'll have to get you to come see me when I finally settle. Now, tips. Now, what are your tips for designing a room?
Okay. The first and foremost tip I would give someone is to plan a room before you go out and impulse buy. I've had customers before that have gone out and designed a room around a paint colour, which is really not a great thing to do, because it's harder to match a fabric to a paint colour than it is the colour to the fabric. So I would say go out, get lots and lots of samples of the, you know, the colours that you like. That would be paint samples, fabric samples, carpet samples. And then on my interior design course, we was taught to get an A3 piece of card, stick all the samples down, also record on the back of the samples where they came from and the price, because you'll get so many you'll end up forgetting where they come from. It's been a waste of time. But basically, you know, plan a room, pick all the colours, and then that will help you with your budget as well, because on a lot of websites now you get help where you can calculate how much you need of paints and stuff. So once you've got all the information in front of you, you can add it up roughly how much you need and say, you know, right, this is what it's going to cost me. And it's better to do it that way. I've done it myself in the past where I've designed a room around a pair of tie backs. I found a really beautiful pair of tie backs and the colour was horrendous to match up, and it did take me a long time.
It can be really tricky.
Yeah, so it's best to I'm a great believer in what's the saying, if you prepare to fail to prepare, then prepare to fail. So it's all in the planning, really. And if you're going to be buying furniture as well, make sure you measure up and just sort of roughly draw a little plan and where it's going to go. Might be too technical for some people, but
well, it's then,
it's a good idea.
I think you'll go very, very far with everything that you're doing because, you know, as you say, planning.
Yeah.
It's people like me, impatient people, that need to listen to people like you. I'm like, I haven't got time to plan. I need to do it. I just need to do it now.
Yeah. But then you'll find once you've got all the bits and pieces in place, then you can go out and you can buy the whole lot. If you have the budget and you can do that, you can get the whole lot and then do it in one go, and then everything will match.
Another
good thing to do is as well, if there's anyone listening now who's trying to, you know, get inspired to redecorate or renovate, is to get 25 Beautiful Homes. That's a really good magazine because it does what it says on the tin, basically. You get to see 25 beautiful homes. There's normally about 4 to 5 rooms in each house. And you just get to see how other people live, and they are lovely houses. And you can always, if they're very elaborate designs, we can always work backwards and, you know, if you're on a budget, work backwards to try and fit within that budget, but take that as a source of inspiration.
Yeah, wonderful. It is nice flicking through those magazines, I have to say. Often, in my case, it's a case of flicking through and being being like, wow, the other side of life. where I don't find myself. But never mind, I still love to flick through and appreciate. I mean, it's lovely for anyone. It doesn't really matter, you know, whatever your house looks like. It's really nice to kind of see what other people have put together and what's inspired them as well. They do some really, really interesting things. I love these programs where they take an old historic building and they, you know, they one that's like half falling down, and then they turn it into some like modern, super duper, you know, modern you know, type of home that's just
like on Grand Designs.
Grand Designs, and but they've done something modern but at the same time really clever. Just like modern and just because there's a lot of modern that I just think is really boring and it's just so bland.
I'm not actually a fan.
Feel homely.
I'm not actually a fan of modern design. I'm very old fashioned. I love watching Downton Abbey because they've got all the old, you know, the elaborate designs with the
I think you can overdo a room, but I agree with you. I'm definitely not going to be a modern.
No.
It needs to look homely and you know, like, here, come and relax in me. And modern to me says functional. Kitchen, you know, bathroom, they'll be modern. But now, tell me something. What's the future with interior? I mean, you've taken it from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm.
Considering where you started, I mean, you even started doing something, you know, you're a secretary. Maybe you're a secretary out there or, you know, perhaps you work in an office, but really you're burning to do something else. There is, it doesn't mean that you're going to be stuck in that job forever, does it?
No.
You've just got to have a dream and follow it. Don't you agree?
I just couldn't get away from mine. I mean, I used to work for Pringle of Scotland as well. And they did London Fashion Week, and I was a PA there.
But let me just ask you while I'm thinking of it. But when you left your job working in the city as a secretary, surely working in a factory, that must have been lower pay.
Oh, yeah, it was, definitely.
You decided that you were going to take a pay cut, first of all.
Because
you lost, because this is the thing. Sometimes when you do have to follow a dream, initially, you've got to cut back a bit.
Yeah.
And so many people, I know so many people that would have been like, oh, no, I can't do that because of the salary. But you were in the position to be able to do that.
But at the time, I mean, I was 22, so I didn't have a house.
Were you still living at home?
Yeah, I was still with my parents. Yeah. So it really wasn't a problem for me, and I just knew that that was what I wanted to do. I didn't care about the money. It was more about job satisfaction.
Yeah, that's really nice that you were able to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, they don't, you know, they've already got all of these commitments before they can then be like, right, no, I'm going to go and do that.
Yeah.
And then, but really, they really want to do it. I know people like that, but it's like, yeah, but I've got a mortgage to pay.
I was just lucky I did it at the right age, really, because now I'm, you know, I've got my business up and running, and I'm not going to say how old I am, but
I am going to ask you when we're off air because you've gone through, you know, you've told me about all this experience you've had and how old you were when you first started.
Yeah.
You must be older than you look, surely.
I'm 30. I don't mind saying I'm 30, but I've done.
Are you really? Oh, what? Yeah. Okay.
But
I didn't force her to say that. I'm not prodding her under the table like with a shock stick.
I've got quite a lot of experience for my age because I started young and I've really pushed to get on.
Bit like hairdressers, they always start young.
Yeah, I've really, really pushed to get on. When I wasn't working, I was at home reading books about it, and so I've learnt quite
quickly.
You've
kind of worked even when you weren't working.
Double.
Were like, no, I'm doing my studies. My studies. Now, how can people contact you if they want to know more?
Well, I have a website and you can contact me on there. It's www.dionninteriors, that's dionninteriors.co.uk.
Yeah, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow me daily.
You're at Dion Interiors on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah. The telephone number is 0700 349 6507.
0700 349 6507. Is that a mobile number? No,
it's not. It's I think I have a lady that does all this for me. It's a business line and it's a cheaper rate line.
Oh, okay.
But then I let the lady do that for me because that's the business side of it. I like to create. I'm the creator, so.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, lovely. Yeah, you just stay creating then. Thank you so much, Dion, and I hope, you're always welcome on Phoenix on Drive, so I hope to speak to you again in the future sometime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. Your love alone.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and Sadler's Farm roundabout, taking an extra 15 minutes. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise at the A282 QE2 bridge. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. And apart from that, you might just get delayed in Brentwood around the around the High Street, because there's lots of roadworks. There's roadworks on the High Street itself, at the Westbury Drive junction, and also on the B185, the Kings Road junction as well.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Skidmarks Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
Okay, there's a pothole on the south on Maskells Lane off of the A1023 here in Brentwood. And there's also one on the Ingrave Road at the junction with Queens Road at the roundabout. And there might still be one down Crown Street itself, so be careful if you're on foot. More you can find at the Skidmarks website or via our website. You should find a link.
Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you need help in switching to digital TV? If you are 75 or over, registered blind or partially sighted, or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers practical help to convert one of your TV sets to digital. To get the help you are entitled to, you need to reply to the letter the Help Scheme has sent you. It is not too late. Fill out the application form and return it to us or phone our free Help Scheme number 0800 4087 656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 6th of April to Monday the 9th, the Easter Beer Festival is happening at the Viper Public House on Mill Green Road in Ingatestone. 40 real ales, traditional ciders and Perry's live music. The pub will open all day throughout the event. The kitchen is open from 12 till 3 and there will be a barbecue. You can call 012-77-352010 if you do need to know more, or you can email the vipermillgreen at hotmail.com. You can always just turn up at the Viper between Friday the 6th to Monday the 9th of April.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Now, perhaps you'd like to do a little bit of shopping. Perhaps you're into the whole online shopping. Many people are. Well, there's a website that you can use, and it will help raise money for your local radio, Phoenix FM. It would be lovely if we had a bit of help like that. It's really, really easy. The items shouldn't be any more expensive or anything like that. You just have to buy through all the www.spendandraise.com/Phoenix, and you can get shoes and all sorts. They've got, you know, big name brands on there. I found a pair of shoes I want, just need to work out what size I need to order them in. Boots, Sainsbury's, M&S, John Lewis, HMV, Amazon, you know, you can get all stuff like that. And it just goes towards us here at Phoenix, not us, but, you know, the upkeep of the station here at Phoenix.
Thank you. You represent a community organisation. We want to talk to you. Contact Phoenix FM now. Brentwood 849 931 or email radio at phoenixfm.com.
The way.
Back every Wednesday night between 10 p.m. and midnight for 2 hours of pure, non-stop 80s music with The Way It Used To Be. Whether it's new wave, synth pop, or just electronic techno, or just believe this music wasn't only acceptable in the 80s, then join me, Stephen Bealey, 10 till midnight every Wednesday here on Phoenix 98 FM.